Unit 1. The Code of Hammurabi. The ancient region of Mesopotamia was ruled by many empires. Before 2000 BC, the Akkadian Empire was the most powerful. Soon after this, however, the Akkadians were conquered by a people called the Amorites. The Amorite capital was a city named Babylon, located in modern-day Iraq. Therefore, the empire they built became known as the Babylonian Empire. Life in the Babylonian Empire was very orderly. The kings of Babylon built irrigation canals, defensive walls, massive public buildings, and street grids. They also started one of the earliest systems of taxation to collect money from Babylonian citizens. The most famous king of Babylon was Hammurabi. Although he was a great warrior, he is better remembered for something else, the Code of Hammurabi. Hammurabi's code was a collection of laws that were written down and put on display for everyone to see. It not only described what was against the law, but also what punishments would be given to lawbreakers. For example, the code stated that stealing property from temples was illegal. It also said that anyone caught doing this would be put to death. The range of the code was quite broad, covering issues from money lending to military service. Some of the 281 laws in the code came from Amorite tradition. Others were borrowed from earlier empires, such as the Akkadians. Still others were brand new. The principle of an eye for an eye was an example of a new method of justice. If people caused others harm, they would be punished by having the same type of harm inflicted on them. Many copies of Hammurabi's code were written on large slabs of stone or wood and placed in public areas. This was the first time a government's laws had been explained and distributed like this. Eventually, the Babylonian Empire fell, just as its predecessors had. It was conquered by the Kassites, a people from present-day Iran. But the Kassites didn't destroy Babylon. In fact, they adopted many elements of Babylonian culture, including the Code of Hammurabi. In this way, the code was passed from empire to empire, guiding the development of different legal systems. Its influence can even be seen in the laws we follow today.